welcome back to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is March 30th, 2024, and it is Easter weekend. And I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations and injections of all kinds so that people can make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal. And really, all pharmaceutical products should be avoided like the plague. And, you know, I can go into that more. Why? I mean, people, you know, like to think of using things like ivermectin and stuff like that. Well, there's all kinds of natural remedies that are just as good, actually, if not better. Cellcor is one of them. It's a company that produces a very comprehensive parasite fungal cleanse, CellCore.com. And yeah, I have experience with that. I'm not sure I shared it last time, but anyway, without much further ado, I'll mention that at some point, because we tried several parasite cleanses and nothing quite cut it until she got to Cellcor. We're talking about like parasites swarming in your head from being on drugs. So, you know, like pharma drugs. So, anyhow, our websites are vaccinetruth.com and vaccinetruth.net is a mirror for our exemption pages. Then we do have lawful as well as legal exemption information. You can contact me for more information if it's overwhelming to you so we can narrow it down. And my main website is VacLib, that's short for Vaccination Liberation, VACLIB.org. And my business website is humbleweed.net, where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. So that's why I call the show Immunize Wisely, so that we can strengthen our immune system. And, you know, we are definitely being challenged every day with different kinds of toxins. I want to give a shout out to Jenna. She just did a great show with Shannon Rowan and, you know, getting into that deeper dive of what really are vitamins, you know. So that's wonderful. There are definitely things in food that we don't have in food anymore because our soils have been so stripped. And I do want to talk about the minerals that are essential. You know, you don't assimilate vitamins from your food, you know, nutrients, you know, whether they are really vitamins or just stuff in your food that you need, without minerals. And the minerals aren't as dense in food as they used to be in the past. And there's a couple minerals that most people I have found are completely deficient in. They always muscle test high in them. So anyway, without going into too much detail, I want to thank Mer Bailey for hosting our chat room. She also has an excellent show on Sundays. For me, it's noon, so I think it's 2 o'clock Central Time. That's immunizewisely.chatango.com. That's, so you just run it all together, Immunize Wisely. And so just, you know, Wisely's with a Z, you know, it's stylized. So anyway, so, and then Cha Tango, I think most people have found the chat room. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of chat rooms that are using Chatango or chatandgo.com. So, and I also have it in the archives. I often mention the chat room link so that you can go back there and grab information that we talk about. And I personally have dropped a bunch of information just because I want people to be aware of the stuff. So we really thank everyone for that participates in this network that keep it alive. You know, if you just did a monthly donation, that would really go a long way to keep it alive. Every now and then there is equipment that breaks down. They have to have a rainy day fund. So if everyone that listened you know, just even gave them $10 a month. I mean, we're talking everyone that listens, $10 a month. That's not a lot. If everyone did that, they would be doing a lot better financially and be able to have that rainy day fund for when equipment breaks down. We always, you know, they always seem to be in a crisis periodically. So it's good to have a listener-supported network, and I'm honored to be part of this network. So I was listening to Roger Sales. It's so good to hear Roger Sales back on the network on Snack Shack with Blackbird 9. Anyway, that was a show just before mine, and I just I love the guy. He's so full of spunk and spirit and such a great educator. So anyway, if you missed that, go ahead and tune in or grab the archive. So without much further ado, yeah, I did appreciate that show last week's, and it was very fascinating. I mean, Shannon Rowan loves to do these deep dives, and I do too. And I did listen to Sophia's Small Storm with Shannon Rowan, and Sophia's like me, you know, you have to have iodine, you know, and there's certain elements that you need. She doesn't sell sulfur, but she realizes magnesium's pretty essential for most people. And so I've sent people to her for her excellent magnesium products. So these are like essential minerals that a lot of people are deficient in, no matter what kind of food they eat, even if they have a garden. So these are things that are impact us because of our exposure to all kinds of toxins and chemicals. And so I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I actually want to launch into iodine. But before I do that, I want to mention I became finally an affiliate of Knickknacks. Knickknacks are, it's a nicotine supplement, and they do source it from green tomatoes and eggplant, which are the highest known sources other than tobacco. I mean, these are all in the nightshade family. And so because they source it from a natural food, vegetable source, is someone, maybe someone can mute themselves. I'm hearing this background noise. So anyway, if my guest is not muted, that'd be great. I found it really interesting with nicotine, doing a deeper dive into it, because I have people that are getting really good results, you know, when they're dealing with the spike protein or whatever they have, that where they lose their sense of taste and smell. And a lot of people are being affected by that, and they're getting amazing results. So it seems to be a detoxifier, but it seems to do other stuff too. It was used originally as a pesticide, believe it or not. Nicotine extracts were used as a pesticide, much like a vermifuge, you know. So, but I thought it really fascinating that the mainstream, when you look at all these sources of nicotine, I ran into an article where they're mentioning its application for Parkinson's disease, and that nicotine could be a treatment. And here we have that story of the couple in Alaska. The husband had Parkinson's, and it was pretty bad. She started putting nicotine patches on him, and he had a complete recovery. I thought that was incredible. So anyway, I became, you can go to knickknack.com, and then /VacLib if you want to try some, VACLIB. I always use that handle, anyone that knows me, and because it links to Vaccination Liberation and our website. And then, so let's talk about iodine. I have not met anyone that is not deficient in iodine. Serious. I mean, if they're not supplementing, then they tend to be deficient. And this is why we have so many people. I mean, I try to tell people, you know, you really just need to get off all of big pharma. And invariably, they're on a thyroid medication. And you just can't cold turkey a thyroid medication. And what, unless you've been taking it for less than a year, you can get off it. but it generally makes the thyroid really lazy. And I know when I worked with Dr. Gary Tunsky, he was able to get people off their thyroid medication. But it, you know, if it was like 2 years or more, it was much, much more difficult. And iodine is really, really important that you supplement with this, because we have thyroid cancer, we have goiters, we have so many problems attributed to iodine deficiency, and that's not the main seat of iodine. So I'm going to go ahead and read my article on it. I want people to really understand why iodine and sulfur, but I'm just going to mention iodine right now. That is absolutely an essential element that is seriously lacking in today's uptake of nutrients. We're talking from food and just in general. Okay. Iodine is considered by many doctors and nutritionists to be the number one nutritional deficiency of today. Dr. David Brownstein notes that over 90% of his patients have iodine deficiency as the main source of their health problems. Iodine is a relatively rare element, ranking 62nd in abundance of elements on our planet. And prior to the Great Flood in Noah's time, there were adequate amounts of iodine in the soil. After the flood, much of this trace element had been depleted from the soil and is now more concentrated in our oceans. The soil is in coastal areas generally contains adequate levels of iodine, while the more inland and mountainous regions have lesser amounts. Deforestation and farming techniques that lead to erosion of the topsoil also contribute to iodine-deficient plants. Iodine was discovered in 1811 when French chemist Bernard Courtois was making compounds of potassium and sodium from seaweed for gunpowder. He observed purple vapors arising from the mix after adding too much sulfuric acid. Due to its purple color, the new element was named iodine. I-O-D-E-S in Greek means violet. In 1819, Swiss physician Jean François Poindet, it's in French, began to use iodine medicinally in his practice to treat goiter, publishing the results of the successful treatment of 150 patients the following year. And in 1829, French physician Jean Lugol developed a solution of 10% potassium iodide, 5% iodine, and 85% distilled water that has been used extensively since and is called Lugol's iodine. When Lugol's iodine was developed, it became the standard for other iodine preparations. However, newer ones on the market, such as the nascent iodines, like what I sell, claim better assimilation and results. And that's what I found, too, with magnesium iodine. So the analysis of National Health and Nutrition Examination surveys, their data of moderate to severe iodine deficiency demonstrates its presence now in a significant proportion of the U.S. population, with a clear increasing trend over the last 40 years, caused by reduced iodized table salt usage. Along with magnesium and selenium, iodine is one of the most deficient minerals in our bodies. Dr. Brownstein says, after testing over 500 patients, I found that 94.7% of my patients are deficient in inorganic iodine, despite it being critical to normal neurocognitive development. Only 51% of U.S. prenatal multivitamin brands contain any iodine at all, and I've run into that with a pregnant woman, you know, and everything clears up with iodine supplementation or even black walnut. If you can't get iodine, black walnut will take care of it. Symptoms of iodine deficiency include muscle cramps, cold hands and feet, proneness to weight gain, poor memory, constipation, depression, and headaches, edema, myalgia, weakness, dry skin, and brittle nails. Sources include most seafood, unrefined sea salt, kelp, and other seaweeds. you know, there's a whole bunch of them, asparagus even, dark green leafy vegetables, eggs. But the best inland herbal source of iodine is black walnut husks and leaves from the tree. And I've definitely found that true. It's also a vermifuge and good for the enamel on your teeth. So I have an article on that on my website, humbleweed.net. Certain vegetables, such as cabbage and spinach, can block iodine absorption when eaten raw or unfermented and are called goitrogens. So, but, you know, eating fish and many of these other foods are not going to give you the amount of iodine you need daily. They say 13.8 milligrams is actually the real daily requirement. You would have to eat 10 to 20 pounds of fish per day to get that. This is why seaweeds are important. And, you know, frankly, supplementation. According to Dr. David Miller, iodine is needed in microgram amounts for the thyroid and milligram amounts for breast and other tissues. In fact, all the because the highest concentration of iodine in the body is in the breast, prostate, and ovaries. So you need more, and they say you could actually use gram amounts for iodine loading to make it therapeutic. Iodine was added to table salt in the 20s to combat goiters, and in the 60s, iodine was also added to bakery products as a dough conditioner. In 1969, researchers looked at the bioavailability of iodine in salt versus bread. Two groups were given the same amount of iodine, but one group got the iodine through salt and the other groups through their bread. The results showed that iodized salt reduces the assimilation of iodine by 90%. So this is no doubt due to the fact that refined salt has been stripped of its minerals, plus has added chemicals, which is why it's pure white and literally toxic. In the 1980s, bromine replaced iodine as a dough conditioner in the baking industry. The change was triggered by a few researchers of the National Institutes of Health who were concerned that too much iodine could cause a malfunctioning of the thyroid gland. This was at the same time the recommended daily allowance of iodine was being established by none other than the World Health Organization, 1980. The safe upper limit RDA for iodine is only 1 milligram a day and was based on data supplied by endocrinologists with a thyroid fixation who ignored the rest of the body's iodine requirements. The goal of the RDA for iodine is the prevention of cretinism, goiter, and hypothyroidism, not whole body sufficiency for iodine. The actual optimal daily intake for iodine, as I said, it's 13.8 milligrams a day. So then we come to the halogens. Now, the halogens are in a whole class of elements, which include chlorine, bromine, fluorine, and astatine. Bromine, or its reduced form, bromide, is used as an antibacterial agent in hot tubs and as a fumigant in agriculture and for termites and other pests. It is toxic to the human body and yet is used in inhalers, nasal sprays, and even some carbonated drinks. So, I mean, you know, this is, bromine is like everywhere. I mean, NASA from, you know, anyway. You got to read my article, and I put it in the chat room. You need to read the rest of it. It's in fluorides and Paxil and Prozac, and it's in our water, it's in processed foods. We're exposed to it at a restaurant. So you need extra iodine. I can't help it, because the other halogens counteract its uptake. So, you know, I couldn't live without it, frankly. I swear.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Welcome back. Sorry about that last. I just wanted to squeeze it in about iodine, but it really is important, and I would hope people read the article that's on my website at humbleweed.net, because they need to understand that they could be having symptoms of iodine deficiency and not even know it, and it really makes a huge difference. So we do have a fabulous guest. Our whole show is going to be focused on what the results of this CV19 jab, you know, that's just what I call it. So crazy. And what you can do about it, what it actually means. You know, I mean, you know, Dr. Dean Lloyd's my guest, and he has done a deep dive. He's continually researched. He's doing, you know, the analysis of what's false and what's true and what. But for those that don't know, Dean is a lifelong professional musician that has been practicing holistic healing for more than 35 years. He's a board-certified acupuncturist, naturopath, author, professor, inventor, philosopher even. And he used his combined training in Oriental medicine and cross-cultural music theory that led him to the rediscovery of the role of the pentatonic scale in Chinese healing, and his creation of the Accutone technique. So he teaches Accutone to acupuncturists and health practitioners, and has invented numerous musical healing devices, including the resonance bell, which he employs in his busy clinical practice as the director of the Accutone Holistic Center in Moffat, Colorado. So welcome, Dean. We have had some private conversations about this, and you know, the whole spike protein thing, you know, after Dr. Artis showed me that, you know, that term was actually in this book from 1992, right. I was like, well, wait a minute, why are we calling it spike protein? What really is it? And why are we using that term when there seems to be a lot of stuff related to synthetic biology and transhumanism in this shot that seems to also be shedding and affecting other people?
Exactly. And to that point is we're having a lot of confusion out there, and I'm very glad you're having the show and having me on for this topic, because it's the controversial topics that we're going to be covering. And I'm going to pick on the highlights, and I sent a list of different topics that I thought would be important, and that I got your blessing. I'm going to go ahead and proceed.
Oh, absolutely. You go ahead and talk the origin.
The origin, yeah.
Existence. Yeah, let's go right into the proof of its existence and how it came to be.
Well, first I want to acknowledge that with the Frontline COVID Critical Cares Alliance, that they are doing a lot of work trying to use their tools to use and the methods that they're accustomed to using, and they're looking outside the box as well, because this damage is unlike anything that we've ever encountered. And what I mean by that is when you test for something, you have a pretty good idea why you're testing for it, right? Mm-hmm. If you're looking for inflammation, you're looking for inflammatory markers, keeping it simple, right? If you're looking for problems with the blood, you're looking at the hemoglobin, the heme, you're looking at iron, either it being deficient, or there may be ferritin levels that are too low or too high for that matter. Okay.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and just hang on to that. No, there's another commercial. So you're listening to Dr. Dean Lloyd, and we're doing a deep dive here on spike protein and stuff.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. all you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
So we have Dr. Dean Lloyd. He was just launching into the whole his whole topic here. So why don't you just go ahead? If you have to start over, that's okay, but you have the full floor.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. And I just want to remind you, Ingrid, that this is spring fasting time, and I'm on my day four. So I'm doing my fast, so I'm a little light and a little spacey, you know. When I know this because I go to the cupboard and I grab things like wax paper, and I'm going, why am I grabbing this if I'm not eating? So I get that way when I'm fasting, and I also read cookbooks when I'm fasting, which is seemingly a bit crazy for some people, but by the time I'm ready to eat, I am more than ready to eat. and I've got these new recipes I want to try. So anyway, it's a fasting time. In the fall equinox, I do it as well. So I'm probably going to break my fast tomorrow. But in any case, I'm feeling quite light. And but my mind is in full swing here. It's working quite well.
Good.
So the spike protein, you probably have heard a lot about the injections causing the, with the lipid nanoparticles involved with the coding to the DNA, because this is a DNA. It's not a therapy. We have to be careful of the word therapy. This is a corrupting mechanism, and our DNA was just fine. You know, we don't need to have alterations in that, but this is what it did. It altered the DNA. And with that being the case, the spike protein is the result. Okay. Now there's other things involved, but this is the main issue. And I want to talk to this because I've got some colleagues of mine. I won't go into them right now, but I've had private conversations about us trying to understand the mechanism of how this S protein does what it does. Now, there's some evidence with one of my dear colleagues who has a very well-established lab, and a lot of testing goes through her. And what she was talking about when I spoke to her a few weeks back was that the mechanism is different for those that have been injected with the vaccine. We'll call it that, but it's truly something else. But with, that have been injected, and those that get shed upon. Now, I'll bring up the shed upon issue in a minute, but the primary thing that we are trying to understand is what is required to reverse the DNA damage. Is it even possible to do that? Because what happens is the S protein, once it's manufactured in the body, once it becomes present. And by the way, Novavax, I mentioned this to you when we were talking a week or so ago, that was released in Canada, is just S protein. That's all it is. There's really? No lipid nanoparticles.
So what is S protein if it's not lipid nano or graphene oxide?
Yeah, no, it's what it is. It is a protein. Okay, so within that protein, it's made up of these sequences. Okay, I want to keep it simple because if I get too far off into the science, I'm going to probably lose half the audience, which is not my intention. I want to be able to draw them into being aware that this S protein has multiple pathways of damage. Mm-hmm. And its origin is synthetic, and it probably was being manufactured in Wuhan or someplace, these colleges and testing and so on. That's not what's important. In fact, there's an old Chinese saying, you know, we don't care how you got there, you're there. You know, this isn't the big issue. The big issue is now that it's been released to the public, what is the mechanism of causing disease? And communication to the cells had been interrupted, corrupted, and what is the result? All right. So that being the case, is S protein is highly inflammatory, and it's caused in many, many cases this stealthy inflammation in people, and we're finding a lot of tests that come back with conclusive results because they're looking in places where they should be, by their estimation, finding something, and they're not. But
okay, they've dissected the ingredients. I'm trying to get to, like, if not Novavax just had nothing but spike protein, what would be that ingredient that somehow penetrates the cell wall so it replicates without having a turnoff?
Well, that was the messenger RNA CRISPR technology that was given a Pulitzer Prize. You probably remember that.
Right, I understand that. So, but what is it actually? So, this is this mRNA messenger thing, but it's also composed of what are the like the raw ingredients?
You're talking about messenger RNA segments. Think of it like this. It codes the DNA. When it codes the DNA, the DNA then changes its message. All right? That's how it works. And now that it's got it's supposed to be dominant, the whole point of it was to dominate the body producing or putting antibodies out there, which you do not want for a very long time. You want it to do its job and then go back to homeostasis, right? Is that if you had it on, turn on all the time, then it would lose its ability to fight other infections, other foreign proteins and cancer cells and so forth. And this is the situation we're in.
They're taking the mRNA, the messenger RNA from aborted fetal cell lines, right?
That's one of the sources, and that's what I've read, and it's incredibly disgusting to even think that was possible.
That's how they use it, so it would more easily be compatible. It has to be human.
That gets to the point of these sequences in this S protein, right? One of them is of these seven their points, right, that they have a match. One of them has a match to the amyloid, the misfolding protein that in conditions that are like the people have heard of the condition of mad cow's disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or CJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. These are all prion diseases. And one of them is a match in that S protein to the human prion, right? Now you have prions in your body, but they're not diseased or misfolding, but these prions, when they misfold, create a cascade that causes these multiple types of diseases, and amyloid plaque fibrils is another one of these conditions that result in microclotting and difficulty with blood movement, right? The trajectory of the blood goes through the veins and arteries, right? Well, the blood, if it's getting all gummed up, it works and the microclotting occurs and blood slows down, then you have the likely possibility of these other situations occurring, like misfolding proteins, like high levels of inflammation, like amyloid plaque fibrils building up in the body, and so on. So it's been I can only call it my opinion, because I cannot look into each one of these vials and tell you what's in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk with other practitioners and those that are doing this kind of study. But there are different recipes of this injection, okay?
Right. I mean, they're all pretty similar. That's where, you know, the expose news source, you know, they are following, and there's a whole bunch of people following the downloads of the Pfizer documents that they were trying to hide, and they were able to get, you know, the formula that Pfizer was using, which is actually similar to the one Moderna was using. But then there's the Novavax, as you said, which is a completely different formula, but it's still the CRISPR technology of the mRNA, right?
Well, Novavax wasn't using CRISPR, to my knowledge. It was using the S protein as a way to initiate an immune response. I mean, it's pretty grotesque how they've used semantics to change the meanings of things. So it's not just an immune response, it's corrupting the immune system. We have to make sure we understand that this isn't only a detoxification issue, it's a recoding issue of the DNA. Okay, so we're talking about a highly inflammatory poison, which is this protein, and there's...
So is it venom? I mean, does it come from a continuous cell line of venom?
There's one sequence in there that does match would be snake venom in, they measured this in the gut, right? There was a study in Italy that found that the bifido cultures, right, that the bacteria would manufacture this as protein, right? Mm-hmm. And when we're not talking about a full venom sequence, we're talking, because you have these different, and in an amino chain, you have what makes up this protein, okay? Again, I want to make it simple, but you have one of those sequences that match the then virus, okay? And the receptors were involved, and that's why it was unique in that we were experiencing a kind of flu or a bad cold with this COVID case, the COVID cases that they called them. Well, they were shutting these receptors down, which is one of the mechanisms of venom. Okay, it closes the gate. You have the receptor, and it closes. So you were having many people go, oh gosh, I got COVID because I can't taste or smell, and it would last for a while. Well, that's the mechanism, is that it shut off the receptor, so your senses were not operating properly. So
right, this is before the vaccine, and now after the vaccine, where people are getting the same kind of symptoms, you know, whether it's from shedding or what they're spraying in the sky, we don't know. But they're
you have a combination or converging list of poisons that are interacting with 5G and other waveforms and cell phones and so forth. And the reason I did a meeting, it was in January, or was it February? Anyway, I sent you the link to it where I did a local presentation on what my theory was in regards to this, what they're calling disease X. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'll just give you the thumbnail version of it. I'm of knowing that back in 2001, bless you, there was evidence that showed us that those that were on SSRI drugs for depression, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, these drugs could be activated by 2G or waveforms. In other words, there are, as you had covered in your shows earlier, people who do have EHS, electromagnetic hypersensitivity. And with that being the case, when you're putting in a drug that's an inhibitor, which means it fools the body into thinking it has more serotonin than it does. That's what an SSRI does. And where is serotonin made? You know the answer to this, Ingrid. It's made in your gut.
Yeah, right.
Right, okay. So we found that those waveforms interacted with these people on these drugs and were exacerbating their problem, making so severe in cases they go berserk and they do, you know, harmful things. And I don't need to go into all the different types of, you know, self-harm and harming other people. But this is what the drug interaction is so influenced by these waveforms, okay, that it was my conclusion based on knowing this for as long as I have and doing the frequency research that I have been doing for so many years, is I know how these frequencies would influence the body if they were done in a targeted manner or in a manner where, because these these frequency-based weapons, if you will, you've known them to exist, and this voice-to-skull technology is just one example of that that's been around for over 30 years. And I don't know if you've heard of that, but they can put voices in your head. They did that in Iraq. They were
right, exactly.
You know, they were causing them to go insane and surrender with that kind of technology. Well, I submit that the disease X is labeled such not for Marburg only. I mean, that's one avenue, perhaps. But I'm going to give you the punchline when we come back.
Okay, stay tuned. You're listening to Dr. Dean Lloyd doing a deep dive on what the spike protein is doing, even tying it into prions and misfolding protein, everything else. So stay tuned.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back. Are you there, Dean?
I just got here. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, okay. We had to take a stand-up break. So, yeah, let's just go ahead and continue with this. Let's just go ahead because there's not much time. We have lots to cover.
So I came up with a very sophisticated theory that seems very plausible. And it looks like this. Remember when they were taking the swabs and they were doing the nasal swabs and you know, they were testing you for one of the sequences in the COVID test to see if you were positive or negative, PCR test, which was really quite erroneous. But they were doing it anyway. They hung their hat on something that was quite inconsistent and not accurate, right? Well, what if they don't like somebody? And they got the DNA of that person. Well, if they do, and they know if you've been injected or not, then my theory, but it seems quite likely, just like in early 2000s, we were finding the waveforms interacting with drug interactions, with having, you know, the impact that it was causing berserk behavior. Well, what if they pick somebody, they know their DNA, they know where they live, they got cell phones, they got routers, they can locate them, they know their vaccine status, if you will, and they send the signal to their phone or their router that matches that of the disease that they are seeing as most likely to occur in that particular person. Maybe it's a heart attack. Maybe it's blood clots. Maybe it's Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. In other words, I know these frequencies are unique. It's, you've known this from back when Rife was doing his experimentation on cancer patients. When he imploded these cancer cells using his device, and it was successful because he matched that frequency. Well, there's duplicity in everything, right? You can turn that frequency on and have it interact with the vaccine recipe, since they know the batch that this person had. They know their genetics, and they know what frequency to use, because it will be different in everybody. It's not going to be the same one. It'll be cancer in one patient, or it'll be misfolding proteins and amyloidosis in another patient. It'll be chronic pain. It'll be chronic fatigue in another patient. Do you see what I'm saying? Is that,
yeah?
Okay.
It'll manifest in a lot of different ways. So we are literally at the end of the first hour, so you need to just we need to cover a lot in the next half hour. So you're listening to Dr. Dean Lloyd.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.